Hi, my name is Sabine from FIBA. I would like to tell you a little bit about the preconditions for a real estate, and I would like to start with a permanent residentship. The permanent residentship is a precondition, I would say. We would find a solution, but it is not a good solution, so the best is you have the permanent residentship, or in German, the Niederlassungserlaubnis. When you're married, it is best when you both have it, but it might be we find a solution. It's not too long ago that banks were able to finance based on a blue card. In the meantime, it's very difficult. The second condition, and this also is also valid for all people who are far away from doing real estate finance, be careful with Schufa in Germany. That also means you should not get into trouble with Schufa based on your telephone company or etc. A negative thing stays or remains 3 years in the Schufa, and it might be that you 3 years later are not able to do a real estate financing based of some trouble with your telecommunication contractor. The last thing is the topic equity. Yes, it is good to have it. But the minimum, you should have some savings in the amount of the down payment for the additional costs. That would really help. All of the three things I talked about can be also done without, but it is always difficult. I just did one credit with the Schufa. It is possible, but it might be denied. And the same is with a permanent residential. Yes, we might find a local Sparkasse who said, yes, we do it. But in general, and especially, you cannot choose between the banks. And that means you cannot choose between the best conditions. And this is the same with the equity. When a lot of banks deny when you do not have the down payment in the amount of the equity. That was everything for today. In my next podcast, I will go through the steps of the real estate financing. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me or to mail me. Have a good day.